It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is Christian Peter. I'm sorry, but the stories I have about Charlie are not appropriate for the public.
The right case of the Mondays. It's Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, on Hale Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Tower 2 at Hale Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal. So we're working on our phone setup and system, so we're trying to dial out. Can you try, Elijah, the 221? Try that one.
It's not a problem with the phone lines. It's a problem with the physical phone I have in here. So I'm going to get this on the line. Well, I'll make it work. Just give
okay.
me about
you're
15
good.
Seconds
you're
here.
Good. No worries. We'll hear from Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, get his take. Jay Moore is coming up as well in hour two. So three touchdowns, five drives, one turnover, zero punts for Dylan Raiola. Do you like what you saw? And when it comes to expectations for 2024, you know what? It's okay to smile. And here are some of the weapons Nebraska's got that you got to be thrilled about with your quarterback, your trigger guy. And you have Malachi Coleman, you have Naor, you have Banks, you have Lloyd, you have Bonner, you have Barney, you have Fedoni. There's Ramir, there's Ives, there's Emmett. There's Dowdell, which, hey, I mean, that works well. You've got an experienced offensive line that is playing at a high level, presumably, even though some of the main staples, Scott and Ben Hart, weren't in. You have your quarterback, presumably, and Dylan, that's going to go hang out with Bobby Strope and Patrick Mahomes and keep working to be great. That's a good thing. Montana Husker fan has chimed in. And listen, there's always that caveat with what you have, right? What you have and what you saw. But it's all right. It's all right to think big if you're a Nebraska fan. That's why you go out and get a guy like Dylan Raiola. That's why you go out and get a guy like Danny Kalen. That's why you work with Heinrich Harburg to know that the kid's tough and dedicated to Nebraska, but you saw a whole different throwing motion that's great. Montana Husker fan, here's the comment I meant to get to from a little bit earlier. But Montana Husker fan asked the question, I wonder who Dylan's go-to will be. If he's really Mahomes-like, it's got to be his tight end, don't you think? It's fun to see if this offense will pop. Without further ado, we welcome in Mr. Blackshirt to Monday with Charlie. Coach Charlie McBride joins us. Coach, how we doing? Thanks for a few minutes for joining us.
Well, I'm sitting here between raindrops.
Okay.
It's warm, though.
Yeah?
That's all. That's what counts. Beautiful.
It is warm, and you'll take a little bit of rain. I wanted to see what you thought of Saturday. Did you get a chance to watch and enjoy the spring game?
It was hard for me to find out who was I guess they changed jerseys and changed some stuff. And
yeah.
The new announcers were having a tough time telling you who the heck was on, you know, here or there. And mm-hmm. I thought that what I did see in general was I thought the offensive line looked a lot better. They kind of threw the ball a little more in the front half of the game, and then at the end they ran a little bit more, and they showed the potential that they have to move the ball. They look a lot more mobile, the players do. I mean, they, I think their depth is better, too. That's what I noticed. And, you know, they have some experienced guys that have been around the horn a few times. And so they're, you know, that helps too, I think.
The experience is good. You got a lot of guys getting work in practice. They have gone to what you guys did so well over the years and have that multiple station practice. That's what Rhule has been using to get guys developed and coached up. What were you expecting from Dylan Raiola? What were you expecting from Harburg, from Kalen? You're a guy who goes quarterback hunting a lot in your career, and in a quick first look, what did you think of the quarterback room?
Well, I thought it was pretty good. The best part of the whole thing is when Raiola threw an interception, and it actually was a tip ball, and he said, "Well, that was my fault," you know, and because this, what happens is in that particular time you want to keep the ball down. Mm-hmm. You know, and then nobody would really say that he made the mistake. They'd say the guy, you know, was a tip ball and it was the receiver's problem. But it was in some respects. But the quarterback, when he said that, it made me feel a little bit better about him as a person. I don't know the kid very well, so there are certain things you want to kind of listen to and look at when they talk. And I thought, you know, the competition is there. Who the best quarterback is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure that the two of them are going to play. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, what their plans are. You know, sometimes they could change. And I think that Harburg is the kind of kid that, you know, you could put him at tight end. You could put him in a lot of places because he's really a good athlete. And so, you know, there's just so many different things, ways they can go. And when you don't sit in the meeting with the tight end, with the coaches and, you know, and look at kids closely, it's hard to really make a decision, and they're going to have a tough time making a decision. I think they got themselves in a position you want to be in, but it's also a position that the players you know, have a tough time with. If you know, if they're both good players, mm-hmm. and one's not playing, it's kind of a hard thing to, you know, to do.
Well, and Coach, you kind of nail it. We don't know who's going to start. I think we have a pretty good idea of who your likely guy is with Raiola's performance, and it's because he stepped into that spring game and did not look like a freshman quarterback. He kept the ball out of danger. He seemed to have a pretty good feel for what the defense was doing pre-snap. Not sure how much the defense was throwing at him, but to kind of to zoom out a little bit and to take it back to some of your years, do you remember any guys stepping in like this in looking like
no.
an experienced guy, despite the fact they're a freshman?
No, he doesn't even act like one. I mean, he's relaxed. He's not herky jerky. He's not. Everything he did was like he's been around, and I think he's been well coached. And I think that and he's made a couple of comments about working with a couple of guys, one being the quarterback of the Chiefs, and doing some work with those guys. And, you know, so who knows what those crazy guys do. But a lot of times, sometimes you learn a lot of things about, especially, especially when you come out on the edge. There's some things about coming out of the pocket and, you know, having to run and do the things, you know, and that the guy from Kansas City knows what he's doing when he comes out of there. Mm. And so there's some things somebody's been coached well at, and I would guess both of them will probably be involved in some of that kind of stuff. So that's a good thing.
Charlie McBride's with us. Few minutes here. Hail Varsity Radio. His thoughts on the spring game. I think Elijah nailed it. He didn't act or look like a freshman. As a whole, you just see a little bit more bounce in this team's step, Coach, from a confidence standpoint. You know what you have on defense, but to your point, with the offensive line, they're more agile, and then just the athletes. We can talk about the quarterbacks all we want, but Nebraska ran the ball pretty well between the tackles against a limited defense. They also have a lot of options to throw the football to, and Coach, a lot of yak yards as well. There was really good downfield blocking, and Nebraska did well with a couple of deep shots, but they were good over the middle, and they were good out on the edge. And talk a little bit about trying to defend that edge, and it makes a lighter box to be able to run if you want, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think all of them, you know, there isn't one there that isn't, you know, is a stiff and can't get out and run.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you, some of those, even the younger guys, kind of impressed me a little bit. You know, I didn't even know their names, and I didn't even know they were on the team. And I bet you a lot of the fans didn't either. But there's some kids that can throw the ball pretty well. There was a kid from Texas that I remember from Austin that they mentioned over the thing. He throws the ball well. I mean, and they, you know, they weren't just scattering them all over the place. And so, you know, I think the quarterback room is okay for, you know, that I can see. And, you know, not being there and not being able to, you know, really spend time talking to the kids and listening to what they say, I think you become a listener more at this point than you do a talker. Mm-hmm. And because I think it's going to mean a lot how they communicate and how they communicate with the other part of the team and so on and so forth. There's so many things involved in it. It's crazy. And but quarterback is a tough position. But the thing about the defense is they're at a little bit of a disadvantage because they're kind of locked into not being able to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I know we were. We weren't allowed to run certain blitzes, and we weren't allowed to do certain things. And I think that comes into effect. So what you're really doing is getting a real good look at how kids play the game without some help. In other words, you know, of some different, you know, schemes and stuff like that. But I think it's a teaching and a learning situation for both sides, coaches and players.
Coach Charlie McBride with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Some spring game thoughts with Coach. And Charlie, as I kind of look back to last year, we walked away from the spring game concerned about the turnovers. The ball was on the turf 8 times. Turns out that concern was well-founded. As you look at the game on Saturday, do you walk away from that game with any concerns that stand out to you as being something Nebraska needs to clean up before fall?
You know, it's a funny thing because, you know, my wife doesn't know a whole lot of, I mean, she knows enough. She's been around the game enough. That's the first thing she said to me. They look more confident with the ball in their hands, you know, all of them. And she said it didn't look like it sometimes. So, you know, when we watch the game, all of a sudden, you know, they're on the ground or they're doing some things that weren't natural. And, I think that the communication during the year and during spring ball as to how important these things are, I think it has to be ingrained in these players because sometimes they're more interested in how well they look running with a ball, and even if they drop it sometimes when they're young, they get to a point running the football and practicing, and they get to a point where they really concentrate subconsciously on protecting the football. And it looked a little bit more like that.
Coach, we have one portal addition from Nebraska. Chief Borders is off to the portal, a kid that they got from Florida, and he has one more year of eligibility. What's your thought on the portal and just what Matt Rhule's done to kind of create an atmosphere of guys maybe not always looking to go to the portal compared to some other spots?
Well, I think that he's got some, you know, I mean, where do you want to go better with 1 year left? I mean, you got to go somewhere where there's guarantees and there's, you know, if I was a pro scout, I wouldn't be real excited about a guy that just transfers around. There's second team guys and backup guys that are playing in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, when you're in a good program and you know you're getting well coached and you know, you have to, you know, going to a new school, you're a freshman. I mean, you're starting all over again, and you know what happens as it is right now when you get a guy moved in here. He just doesn't jump on things unless he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing to do, and I wouldn't agree with him. I'd just try to do the best I could if I was him. And, you know, I know they all want to play in the NFL, and it's the money that shows, and it's so many things. You can't blame them for that. But thinking you've got 1 year left, that doesn't sound real good to me. It sounds like you better stay where you are.
Mm-hmm. Coach, we'll check in next Monday. Always love hearing your thoughts. Thanks for a few minutes with us today.
Well, I'm sorry it wasn't at the game.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I mean, but anyway, I just hope that, you know, the things work out for him with, you know, with the players they have that you know, aren't going to be able to be on, you know, that part of the 85. That's the tough thing.
They'll be all right. Coach, we'll check in Monday. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you having me. Okay, bye now.